Good morning. It's Thursday, July 2nd, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a new financial disclosure is raising fresh questions about the intersection of politics and personal wealth. President Donald Trump reported earning at least $2.2 billion during his first year back in office, with roughly $1.4 billion coming from cryptocurrency ventures, including the dollar sign Trump meme coin, and World Liberty Financial, a crypto firm linked to his family. Historians say no modern U.S. president has generated comparable personal income while serving in office. The White House insists Trump has no conflicts of interest and says all decisions are made in the public interest. Ethics experts disagree, arguing the scale of the president's financial gains blurs the line between public office and private business in ways never seen before. Another news. The United States is through to the World Cup last 16, but not without concern. Fuller and Balogun opened the scoring against Bosnia-Herzegovina before being sent off early in the second half for a dangerous challenge. Malik Tillman later sealed a 2-0 victory with a curling free kick as Mauricio Pochettino's side comfortably controlled the match. Balogun's dismissal means the tournament's in-form American striker will miss the knockout clash against Belgium, creating a major selection headache for the hosts. The win marks the United States' first victory over European opposition in 11 matches and keeps alive hopes of reaching the World Cup quarterfinals for the first time since 2002 around the world. Ukraine's capital endured one of its deadliest attacks in weeks overnight as Russia launched a large-scale barrage of drones and missiles. Ukrainian officials say at least 9 people were killed, including children, while residential buildings, hotels, emergency services, and infrastructure suffered extensive damage across Kyiv. President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned just hours earlier that intelligence suggested Russia was preparing a major assault. Moscow says it targeted energy and military facilities in response to recent Ukrainian attacks on Russian infrastructure. Poland scrambled fighter jets as a precaution near NATO's eastern border, though no violations of Polish airspace were reported. The attack underscores that the conflict remains deeply entrenched despite shifting front lines. Another news. Diplomatic efforts between Washington and Tehran are showing cautious signs of momentum. Mediators from Qatar and Pakistan announced positive progress after 2 days of technical talks in Doha focused on implementing the Islamabad Memorandum of Understanding. Discussions reportedly covered maritime traffic through the Strait of Hormuz and the release of some frozen Iranian assets, while broader nuclear negotiations are expected to follow later. U.S. President Donald Trump said discussions on Iran's nuclear program were moving well, although Iranian officials indicated that topic was not part of this week's agenda. Both sides agreed to continue negotiations after the funeral of Iran's former supreme leader, with new communication channels planned to monitor ceasefire violations. Another news. China has introduced sweeping new regulations that expand government oversight of overseas investments in the name of national security. The measures give authorities broader powers to review cross-border investments, technology transfers, and the movement of skilled personnel, particularly in strategic sectors such as artificial intelligence, semiconductors, and green technology. Beijing says the rules are designed to improve the quality of outbound investment while protecting national interests amid growing competition with the United States. Some investors, however, worry the new framework could make it harder for Chinese technology companies to expand internationally or access foreign markets. The policy reflects China's increasing focus on balancing economic growth with tighter state control over sensitive industries. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.